This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Setting the tone for a difference in your life. Hopefully that'll be the deal. We're aiming at a better world. Even though Joe Jonas has divorced Sophie Turner, maybe the end of the world. What? You like them together,
I
you said,
do.
Jay.
Yeah, I did like them together. Of course, you never know what's actually happening behind closed doors. But
exactly.
I'm a big fan of Sophie Turner. I really like her. She's one of those non-celebrities. Like, she's such a normal person that she has said herself in interviews, she's always awkward when she is in an environment where she's around other celebrities because she is
her
in
role
all of them and she doesn't see herself that way.
In Game of Thrones, what was her... She wasn't the blonde... That was, she wasn't the lead blonde. Was she in Game of Thrones? No,
she
that's somebody else.
She had red hair in it. She was one of the main characters. I can tell you that. She was one of the main characters.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Sansa Stark? Sansa? Was that her name?
What was the attraction to Game of Thrones? Anyway, I watched a couple of episodes, and other than the blonde who was getting it on with the other guy, and then she killed him, I didn't get but the whole, it was just violence and...
My husband and I checked it out. Nobody could tell us what it was about. They just said, you have to watch it. And then we started watching it, and we committed. We watched the entire thing, and I cannot tell you anything about it. It was like I didn't care for it, but we felt obligated to finish it. And again, I cannot tell you anybody in it, anything about it.
I think her name is Clark. There's the lady that I'm thinking about. She's gone on to be an English actress who's been in some other things.
Amelia
Clark. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
She's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she has. Yeah. Right. Yep. She was an attraction. There's no question about that. All right. So let's talk about a better world and the opportunities that you get when you have a good attitude, because that's what it's all about. People don't want to be around grumps, right? So if you're a grump, then you probably either ought to fix you, or maybe you don't care. Maybe that's it. Or you think the world revolves around you. It doesn't really. People just don't want to be around folks who are not at least pleasant, right? You don't want to experience being around grumps, so why do you think people want to experience being around you if you're a grump?
Unless it's the misery loves company thing.
I've never understood that equation. Have you? I don't understand why people... I mean, I get that folks get upset about... We were talking about that.
Sometimes you want to be grumpy, but not without actually being a full-blown part of your personality. You're just a grump.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so let's see what's going on. A little politics, not little, goes a long way, frankly. Joe Biden seems to be there. The Democratic National Committee, I probably should save this for when Jennifer's here, but it's so beginning to bother me what's going on here. I was thinking about this yesterday when I was on the tractor mowing hay, how the way we're conned into things, and the Republicans are going to be as bad as the Democrats when it comes to trying to push their what they want on us. And thus the need for a third party, frankly. Joe Manchin, some of these other people that have talked about running as a third party candidate, and all the Democrats and Republicans are doing is feeding into it. We need another 4 years of Joe Biden like we need a pimple on our butt. It just is awful to think. I was getting upset on the tractor thinking about another 4 years of this guy who hasn't got enough energy to do anything. He hasn't done anything that's good, that in my estimation anyway. He's been a disaster. All it is tax the rich and spend the money on people who don't want to work anymore, so we'll let them work and, I mean, not work and get money. And, you know, the basic trajectory of the American economy has been something that was good. You know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job until, but I just don't think he's not there to do anything other than be a placeholder because he doesn't have any other real value. Maybe he's a human being. He's a good grandfather and yada yada. Maybe he's a crook. Who knows? But he's no leader. He doesn't inspire anything except take a nap. That's it. Well, so I'm very frustrated with the direction of the country, and so are most of the people that I know. Right? Isn't that
exactly,
your circle,
yeah.
Vijay?
Yeah. If I feel like if most people ask any of the friends, whether they themselves are a Democrat or not, if you ask anybody in your circle who is in the Democratic Party, how they feel about Joe Biden, would they vote for him? Most would say off the bat, no, not again.
No.
He
wins by default.
He's the president. He's the current president. So he's going to be the Democratic nominee. And hopefully not. But if he is, then they're going to vote for him because I shouldn't put everybody in a box, but most want their own party to win, even if they don't like and don't support who the nominee is. They prefer their party. And that's not just with Democrats. That's with anybody.
So there's a new book out called The Last Politician. It's about Joe Biden, and the story is partly told by a fellow who helped design in the Democratic Party, design Biden as a candidate and the campaign and stuff. It's like we're being hooked, line, and sinkered, screwed over, hoodwinked, whatever it is. You know, he was Joe Biden. As much as people don't like Hillary Clinton, I think she would have been a very interesting president. I'm not telling you whether she would be good or not, but I think she's... I happen to have had some time with her, and I found her to be a very interesting human being. I find Joe Biden to be very uninteresting, uncharismatic. Say what you will about Trump. He's very... You know, you've got a thought about Trump, right? Yeah. Like him or you don't like him, but it's a strong feeling about him. Nobody, you don't have any feelings about Biden. It's like Casper Milquetoast. And it's not because of his age as much as, I don't know what it is. But he really, I'm pretty good when it comes to energy, and he does nothing for me. And so to think about another 4 years of him and where the country will be, I don't want to say it's fear-based thinking, but I like to think of myself, maybe I'm not a progressive like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, that bunch. I'm not at all like that. I'm politically pretty much in the middle. Libertarian is what I would call myself that. I don't like big government. I don't want to be told I have to wear a mask. I don't want to get shot so I don't have to get a shot. I just want to be able to think for myself. Hello. Why is that so difficult? And with guys like Biden, he doesn't even think for himself. So how are we going to, you can say what you will about the Biden role with Obama. And Obama, it was a pretty interesting time. He had a lot of energy, a lot of charisma. People were excited to be around him. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives a damn about being around Biden. He's like Clinton or, I don't know whether there was much energy around George Bush, the son, the old man. I always liked the old man.
A lot of people did, yes.
Yeah, but he ran the CIA. So what does that tell you about what he may have been bottom line all about? Actually, when it came to George Bush the father, Barbara was the most important part of anything that family connected to. She was the boss. She was the boss of him. She was the boss of her children. She was the boss of her grandchildren. She was one tough cookie. And nobody messed with her, including her husband, including her children, including her grandchildren. Remember when George Bush was in his first year and the two daughters were acting out? They were smoking and drinking and got into all kinds of trouble. And neither George or, what was the wife's name? Laura? Laura Bush, right? Yeah. They didn't seem to be able to get through to the kids.
the twins, yeah.
Yeah, Grandma called them up to Kennebunk and laid them out. And after that, that was it. That was the end of their shenanigans. She told them in no uncertain way, you smarten up. And she fixed it. And the parents couldn't. I thought that was kind of interesting. Parents couldn't control the kids, but the grandmother did.
She was a real matriarch, yes.
She was a tough cookie. Okay. Federal court struck down Alabama's congressional map, saying the revision diluted black voters' powers. Hello, who didn't think, and when you get to gerrymandering and redoing districts, we had it done here by a local politician who denied to my face that he had nothing to do with it, or he said he didn't have anything to do with it, when I know he did. He created the district so he would protect his own seat. And that's what was going on down in Alabama to keep the blacks from having representation and having, you know, that's what they do down. And this is, how do I say this and not sound, not get myself into trouble? Listen, I've stuck my foot in my mouth already a couple of times today. Why not do it again? The fact that people in the South don't want black folks, I'm not telling you that I think that the ID thing is right. I don't think that's right at all. But when you use your power to redistrict areas to make sure the blacks don't get voted in, now that's a no-no. There's nothing good about that. So there's two different issues here. It's either, you know, it's voting in, giving blacks a chance to vote. And the way the Democrats think about it, it's you got to make it easy for them. And I say everybody needs to have the same rules. Why should the color of your skin predicate the rules for voting? Well, they don't have the same opportunity to get an ID. You know what a bunch load of crap that is? That is just horse manure. It is they have the same opportunity to get an ID. It's easy. Easy, easy. Ask any illegal immigrant who's got an ID. So if they can get it, why can't just anybody get it, no matter what the color of their skin? This is another specious argument put forth by certain Democrats that are just aiming at getting more voters. That's it. I find this, and I don't suffer lightly with this kind of stuff. It just really bothers the heck out of me. All right, let's see here. Capital physician checked out Mitch McConnell. Nothing wrong with him. Huh? What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him? Hello? He's frozen publicly twice in recent weeks. What do you mean there's nothing wrong with him?
Of course there's something wrong with him. That one significant fault. There has to be something going on.
Yeah, of course there is.
In his brain, yes.
Yeah. Good God. All right, let's take a rest here. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia, she says fallout from...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And wondering what dress to wear now. Ah, love these. Heard Bacharach songs that Dionne Warwick sang. Forever and ever. My heart again. Happy music from a happy time. Maybe heartache for me. Bung, 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 bung. So, you're all wondering why am I singing along? Because I like to. That's why I'm singing along. Dionne Warwick is here because she's got some advice for a young man named Elon Musk. Aha! There we go. This was some kind of a deal at a winery in Burbank, and somehow or other, she got onto Musk's plan to remove the blocking features on X. I think that is an aside here, that if you have no other description for Mr. Musk, it's that he's a free thinker and a free speech advocate. Would you say that's accurate? Do you think that's okay, Jay?
To a degree, yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So anyway, Dionne Warwick, the last person that you'd think of to have a comment about this, but she's, by the way, she's had a wonderful career. She's 82 years old now. And there's a new song, I think, that she has. There's a song called New Beginning. Anyway, she posted something, and then Musk responded to the post. And the focus was on whether you should block or mute somebody. That's really the question. And he wrote on Twitter, or X, block is going to be deleted as a feature. Except for DMs. What's a DM? A direct message? What is DM?
Yeah, the direct messages.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but this is, they're going to take away, you can't block other accounts. So if somebody's harassing you, say, you can't block them. They're going to take that away.
Huh.
That's
what
just
do you think
like
of that?
A safety situation, too, because of, you know, some people who might be bullying, or if they're...
What happened? Do we lose? Are you there? I hear nothing. Okay. Guess I should keep going then, right? Under the circumstances. The world of technology, ain't it great? Anyway, so Dionne Warwick wanted to meet him. She says she knows a lot of people who have walked away from Twitter because of things like what Jay was just explaining. And she said, quote, his attitude is freedom of speech, which is mine as well. However, there's a way to do it. And that's one of the conversations I want to have with him. What's your true intent here, sir? I understand your freedom of speech attitude, but how are you going to contain it so it doesn't get out of hand? So my response to that, isn't that the whole idea of freedom of speech? Sometimes it does get out of hand. And if you're going to let people say, or have people, allow people, encourage people to say what they really think, then you're going to not like some of the things that come out of some people's mouths, or what some people write. She was, I guess, concerned about her granddaughter, who is, the age when people are getting themselves into trouble or out of trouble with social media. So what's freedom of speech? That's Dionne Warwick's question for the young man, Elon Musk. What is freedom of speech? There's an interesting story floating around in social media about Kim Kardashian, who apparently got some attention when on Instagram she claimed that a $2,500 magnetic resonance imaging scan had the ability to detect cancer and aneurysms, among other diseases. Apparently, this is a potential problem. Celebrity influencers talking about this sort of thing. Apparently what she said is not true. And then again, is she getting paid to say this, and what she's saying isn't really true? I think that is a question about what, there's an ethical thing to a lot of the stuff in social media, as we know. Doug Steffen here, 28 After on Good Day.
If you've never been to a pawn shop, it's probably not what you're expecting. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Think yard sale, where you can be the buyer or the seller. The cash you need today may be something that's gathering dust right now in your garage or attic. Why wait till next Christmas to re-gift stuff that Santa brought last Christmas? Need power tools? Who cares if that second-hand electric drill is scratched up? It looks like you've been working. When you see someone with a Rolex watch, a real one, can you tell whether they bought it new? Are you ready to pop the question? That diamond took millions of years to create. Who cares if someone else owned it for 3 years? Get the stone remounted. She'll never know. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors plan to seek a grand jury indictment of President Biden's son, Hunter, before the end of the month. That's according to court documents. The filing came in a gun possession case in which Hunter Biden was accused of having a firearm while being a drug user. Hunter Biden's lawyers continue to argue that prosecutors are barred from filing additional charges under an agreement the two previous sides reached. It contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for other potential crimes. Texas must move a large floating barrier that Governor Greg Abbott placed on the river between the United States and Mexico this summer as part of a self-defense attempt to stop migrants from crossing America's southern border. Texas officials say the barrier is 100% effective. U.S. District Judge David Ezra says Texas, for now, must move the barrier out of the water and onto the riverbank by September 15th. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with Extend. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Make another start here in this hour of Good Day, 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen. Some items going on in the focus as usual today. Jay Kirshner is my better half. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Washington, wears a size 12, so we're all set, ready to go on I'm going to ask Dr. Ken, actually, this week. There's a little subtext to this because we were talking about shoe size with that kid who wore a size 23 shoe, and Shaq has a 22. A lot of basketball players who are tall, it makes sense, if you will, in the hierarchy of things, for people who are tall to have big feet. Otherwise, how would you be able to stand up, right?
You support
have
yourself.
A good time. You said had a size 10 or 11 to be tired, and you're wearing, you're 6'9" or something. It's a problem. So I'm going to talk to Dr. Ken about that on Good Day Health this weekend, among other things. Ken has some warnings for boys who start smoking early. I would think the same warning would apply to women, but we'll find out why it's different from boys to girls. If you listen to Good Day Health, you'll find that out this weekend on many of these same stations to carry the Good Day program. Ken is a cardiologist, so we always have some conversation about cardiac health and trauma to the heart. It's better, and heartburn is a big subject of focus, and statins. Ken and I have conversation about that. Often it goes back to my own experience with statins, which was very short-lived. I had like 4 days, and I was done with them because they created cramps. Anyway, so a lot of things. The typical Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell has an hour that you can hear most of these same stations over the weekend as well. And then there are the podcasts that come as a result of Jay doing and Bob doing some work to bring the highlights together at GoodDayHealthShow.com. As a matter of fact, the current Good Day Health Show thing is up there for last week. Dr. Ken had 5 warning signs of alcohol addiction. So that was very important information. But that's all. What he does is take the medical news of the day and interpret it. He's a medical researcher as well as being a cardiologist. And so he takes the information and sort of synthesizes it so it makes sense. You know how doctors are. You can't understand what they tell you, and you can't read their writing.
Yes,
so,
yes. Or they have those pamphlets, and they're like, here, look over this pamphlet. Okay, yeah, right, you understand everything. And it's like, can you just go over this with me? I didn't go to med school.
No. Thank you. All right. So let's see here. We have a couple of crashes to talk about. The 23 people are injured. The driver of this car drives into a Denny's restaurant in Texas. You hear about this? 24 people were injured. What is there with this? We have the last 12 months have been a bunch of these cars that, whether on purpose or not, driving into restaurants.
A lot of accidents that have been happening, and it's typically people above the age of 80. It's one of those things, like they meant to hit the brakes, they hit the gas, and they lost control of the car, goes into a storefront, into a restaurant. This driver was in his 30s, I believe.
Right. Yep.
So this was a young one, and it's still under investigation, but there hasn't really been much word over what caused the crash. Was it on purpose? Was it an accident? Was this driver sober? Was the driver under the influence?
And so the main focus here is not on him, but the 20 people who got hurt. And so I think there are...
Unfortunately,
there
no always, one killed.
Yeah, right, exactly. But a lot of people got stitches because the glass was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, you just have to wonder
right? Yeah, there's a question. The driver was not taken into custody, though.
He wasn't impaired.
If he does end up facing any criminal charges, they will be filed with the county. But there's also a question of, there were wet roads. Was this driver speeding and lost control of the car on the wet roads, hydroplaned or something?
Yeah. All right, next crash has to do with 5 teenagers who were killed after the vehicle they were in flipped over on a ramp and landed on the Interstate 85 near downtown Atlanta. Wow. Right with the parents of this bunch, right? This is, the 17-year-old, they're all 17, 18, 19-year-old kids. Wow. All dead.
Absolutely heartbreaking.
Well, you know, the kids don't know how to drive now. They were driving too fast, it would appear. So they went over the wall, the exit ramp, right? And it was one of those raised... You know, we talk about Los Angeles highways and stuff. Los Angeles is in comparison to Dallas. I'll give James the floor here for a second. I've rarely been in L.A., you kind of expect it. But if you're driving around where the interstates come together in downtown Dallas, and you look at the overhead system, it's like spaghetti.
Oh, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Driving through Dallas is really an experience. If you've never done it, it's death-defying.
There's one on 635, and it merges with 75, and I know exactly what you're referring to. It's a five-street
five
lane.
Roads come together.
Exactly, and it's all stacked on top of each other.
Oh, my God.
It's honestly really impressive looking from afar, but when you're in it, you're like, oh, God, what is happening?
Well, the engineering is quite a feat.
Yeah.
But the last time I was there was during an ice storm, And I remember, trailer trucks trying to make it over the bridge, mm-hmm. and they just fell. I remember one guy just went over the side. The truck just slid off and landed on the top of another car on another level. It was like this, right. as you said, five stacked high. Anyway, so that's where that's not where this happened. This was down, as I said, in Atlanta, but it was one of those raised ramps. So they went over the side. And
this was a three-car accident. Two cars collided. A teen's car went over and hit another car. And they're still investigating what caused it, but just, so tragic. And a lot of times, this happens with inexperienced drivers, but I've seen it with adult drivers, too, more experienced drivers. Something happens, you're not paying attention, you veer one way or you lose control one way, and then you overcorrect.
Yep, that happens. Yeah. Okay, here, I want to talk about figuring things out. The surgical tool the size of a plate inside this woman's abdomen, she had a C-section 18 months ago, and now I don't know whether I should laugh about this or what it is, a plate-sized device.
How did this happen?
How in the name of God does this happen? It's called an Alexis retractor. Or doctors refer to them as AWRs. It's a cylindrical device with a sort of translucent film used to draw back the edges of, in this case, the section during surgery. So they used the thing, and did it fall into the hole, and they just sewed it back up? Were these people brain dead?
Well, and here's the kicker. This was done in a surgical room where you have an audience, like med students and stuff.
Yeah, watching.
Sitting in kind of like the theater area. So the fact that you had this many people paying close enough attention, and it was still overlooked that the
tool took 18 months.
In the abdomen.
I want to know how it took 18 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does it take 18 months to find this? The pain, look at the size of this thing. X-rays showed no sign of the device when she had pain that was so severe. She kept going back and forth to the emergency room of the hospital. And then they finally did a CAT scan and took it out immediately.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm sure a lot of her pain was brushed off of like, well, it's a C-section sometimes. It just hurts a little bit additionally. Or sometimes when people have a surgery, there's kind of like these phantom pains where your brain is still sending these pain signals even though there's really nothing wrong.
Both my children delivered by C-section. Did you tell me you had a C-section with
Mac? Yeah,
I forget.
Yeah,
I did.
C-section for me too.
Yeah, and it was with Tony. Tony was 5 foot. And she weighed, I don't know, 130 pounds. She gained 46 pounds when she had Megan. She looked like a basketball on legs.
Mm.
That's what or not a basketball. What do they call those big medicine? She looked like a medicine ball on legs. It was Christmas time, 1973. I remember it because Megan was due on Christmas Day. And it didn't happen. The next day, it didn't happen. And so in the middle of the night on the 26th, Tony says, I can't stand this anymore. You got to bring me. So I took her to the hospital. And after a while, Dr. Barry said, well, this isn't going to happen. They knew it was a girl at the time. So she could stay in there for another week. And Tony said, oh, no.
No, thank you.
So C-section time. But I couldn't imagine. In those days, they wouldn't let the father into the operating room when they did a C-section. So I didn't see Megan until she came out in that cooker that they put them in after they were born. I forget what they call that.
Yeah, the incubator.
Incubator, that's it. Thank you. Thinking about what would go back inside. Where were the nurses? I don't know, the doctors. Where the heck were the nurses when this was going on? Unga. Bunga bunga, huh? No,
yeah.
Seriously. Can you? I mean, you're a mother. You get it. I don't know. I'm never going to feel what it feels like to have that go on. But wow,
it's painful. It's a little painful.
Yeah. The latest on Donald Trump. You want? Is an hour complete? I just should mention his name, right? Donald Trump.
Just randomly.
Yeah. Okay, I've done that.
Okay, Donald Trump. Moving
Donald
on.
Donald Trump. That's it.
Interesting
Donald
stories.
Trump. Apparently, Trump was warned by somebody in the FBI that the FBI was going to raid Mar-a-Lago. There were back and forths. Apparently, one of his lawyers knew somebody in the FBI, and the FBI guy called a lawyer and said, tell Trump to hide all of these boxes of stuff because the FBI is coming looking for him. And so Trump says, why? I didn't do anything wrong. In the bathroom. Let them come and take them. And that's kind of the outrage of this. Why are we... That's one of the... I mean, it's probably they got something on them with the election stuff, and maybe they don't. But that foolishness about going into his... Was in the bathroom? That's where the boxes were, right?
Yeah, they're in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... What, so what?
But, I mean...
The joke got him in his garage? Come on.
What? And he, there's so many bathrooms, like, there are probably some some rooms, and bathrooms included, that are used as storage and closets and stuff.
Yeah, right. Do you ever do that with your, you know, you got an extra bathroom?
Yeah, there's usually a chair that is the catch-all chair.
Yeah, right. I have, let's see, one, two, three, four bathrooms in my house, and I don't know, I don't, I'm just trying to think, where is there a place in any of these bathrooms to store stuff? Big old radiators. You put stuff on top of the radiator until the wintertime when it would start to cook up a little bit. But I don't know. It seems kind of... it's just... well, there it is. I've done my Trump duty for this hour. Donald Trump. T-R-U-M-P. I wish... I'd like to take a ride in his plane. That's what I'd like to do. That plane looks like it'd be kind of fun. All right, here we are. 48 after this good day. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Boop. I have, this is not a bark. My dog boofs, doesn't bark. It goes boof, boof. So is that a cow? I think that's a cow. Right there. The theme to the ever-loving Warren Eckstein Pet Show, as Warren graces us with his presence, as he's been doing for decades here on the Good Day program. Warren, the host of the Pet Show, you hear it every weekend. Many of the same stations carry this program, carry the Pet Show with lots of advice, input. Why, oh sage, do dogs sniff?
You know,
what is
this
the reason for dogs?
This is probably, Doug, one of the most important topics I'm going to talk about, because the most important time that people spend with their pet is when they take them for a walk.
Yep.
Here's the bottom line. It is so critical to let your dog sniff. Dogs see the world through their noses, not through their eyes, through their noses. So when you take your dog out for a walk, let him sniff. It'll give you some insight into their behaviors. It's physically and mentally stimulating. It actually slows their heartbeat down, decreases their stress, improves behavior. Remember, when you take your dog for a walk, it is not your walk. It is their walk. Let them enjoy it. They see everything. Plus the fact that when you I've said this before, when you take your dog out for a walk and he's sniffing the trees and he's sniffing where other dogs peed and other dogs pooped, and what they're doing is kind of, they're searching the web. That's the internet for your dog. That's Google. That's every, all the information he needs to know about the food in the area.
I call my dog Elon then from now on instead of Daisy.
Now, I bet you, you know, that's a great question. I bet you there are a lot of dogs out there named Elon.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, it's real important to let him sniff. Again, remember, your dog's nose, and you know, my specialty for years overseas was training dogs to sniff out drugs and bombs. So the bottom line is, I know a dog's nose, and their olfactory is so critical. Prime example, Doug, if you're cooking in your house, and you're cooking spaghetti sauce, I smell spaghetti sauce, the dog will come in and smell every individual ingredient in that spaghetti sauce. That's what makes them so incredible. So let your dog sniff. It's his way of enjoying life. It's their walk, not yours.
I take Daisy for at least 3 walks a day. I think it's important for her, and because I have, there's like 20 some odd acres here on the house, the home farm, and 100 and whatever down at the farm. I don't want to let her loose at the farm where the animals, you know, I have a few animals here at the house, but most of her down on the street, because she'll get into the cow poop, or she'll get into, you know, most of it, there's not too much other than cow poop around, but it's just, that's what she wants to get into.
Well, think about it, Doug. When you were a little boy, you wanted to roll around in the mud. You wanted to get dirty, and your mom let you. It's not so horrible for a dog to once in a while roll around in some. It's a natural thing. It's a, you know, that's why God created
rolling around. It's a problem. It reminds me of my grandson and all of his fart jokes. You know, their youngsters want to, and young dogs and old dogs want to do the same thing. All right, here's a little information that I would like to have you clarify, if you will, for us, please. A dog food maker has announced it's recalling one of its products because of salmonella. This is Mid-America Pet Food down in Texas. It's recalling its premium dog food called High Pro Plus. This is because apparently there was a bag that was tested and was positive for salmonella. And the same thing happened to a dog as would happen to a human if you get E. coli, salmonella, listeria, any of that stuff. So my question is, what's the FDA doing? Aren't they supposed to have pet food investigators? And don't we want to know that what we're feeding our dog is approved so that it doesn't give them heart disease or cancer or whatever other things? Canines can be affected the same as humans, right?
Sure, but it's not the FDA. The group in charge, the government group in charge is AFCO, A-A-F-C-O. They're in charge of dog food. You know, it's important to understand that a lot of these dog food companies manufacture 20, 30 different brands of dog food at one location. One of the dog foods I recommend, and I'm not going to mention the name, but the bottom line is they just installed $1.5 million laboratory.
I'm going to mention the name is Lucy Pet.
Yeah, they test every single, I just did a broadcast from there. They test every single ingredient at this brand new laboratory as it comes in and every product as it goes out. And they only manufacture their own. They don't manufacture for other people. So it's really important. Now, there's a lot of great dog foods out there, but the bottom line is you really have to research the company. Where is it manufactured? And again, the bottom line with me, and one of the reasons I recommend the food I do is because I can call the CEO. Try doing that with one of the bigger companies.
I've had that same experience as lunches. That lunch was on me, as you'll remember.
That was a great lunch, by the way. I would have ordered more if I knew you were paying.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, exactly. And I'm not getting paid to tell you that the dog food is what I serve to my dogs and to, you know, I wish the guy was paying me to tell you. It is what it is. It's good. My son feeds it to his dogs. It's something that is just, why would you want to scrimp on your dog? Hello? You're going to spend money on your dog. Get him the best pet food you can. For our next time here, check out thepetshow.com. This is Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.